Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing, too. Right now, you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.5% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.5%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
When farmers have a problem, they fix it. Simple as that. That's why so many farmers are using Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel. It contains a special additive that takes care of internal diesel injector deposits, or IDID. So it helps prevent injector failure, clogged filters, and power loss. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. Switch to Senex Ruby Fieldmaster. It's the perfect fix for today's high-tech engines.
See your Senex dealer or visit Senex.com to locate a dealer. Senex is a brand of CHS. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures. And, well, it looks like livestock kind of ended on a rough note Friday, lower across the board.
We sure did, Dave. The cattle complex Friday saw profit-taking and overall negativeness that resulted in the commodity seeing triple-digit losses on Friday. Now, they did manage to bounce off the session lows. That was the good news. We also saw choice box beef down $1.86, select boxes down $1.72, and a total movement of 116 loads. Cattle kill estimated only 96,000 head. The weekly kill came in at 524,000 head. That is 13,000 less than the previous week. Cash feeder index was down 31 cents. We did see cash cattle being reported traded in Kansas at 161, which is mostly equal to the previous week. On the close Friday, April cattle down $1.52. May feeders down 220. April lean hogs down 20 cents.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news. And it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter, delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, looking at these grain futures, kind of right in line with the livestock, grain also finishing negative across the board last week.
Yes, we saw quite the sell-off take place in the commodity futures, whether it was the ag markets, the financials, the energies, everything back on Friday just continued to see negative sell-offs. We saw triple-digit losses occur in the soybeans as they saw the biggest part of the sell-off versus the wheat and the corn. Now, for the week, May corn lost 6 cents, May soybeans lost 11 cents, and the May KC wheat gained 17 cents for the week. Now, other than that, it's been fairly quiet over the weekend. We didn't really develop any fresh news. The trading overnight has been active in all the markets, but mostly lower. At the moment here at 717, the May KC wheat's down a penny and a quarter, May corn down a penny and three quarters, May soybeans trading 2.5 cents lower, May cotton is up 31 points, April crude oil down 54 cents. We're looking at the March dollar index down 34 cents and March Dow Jones futures 75 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time today. And we'll visit with you again tomorrow. We'll look forward to that as always. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.